This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
I suppose I had a certain fantasy that it's, you know, I'm going to go in the Army, it'll be like World War II.
Doug Brecky grew up hearing stories from his dad and uncle, veterans from the Greatest Generation.
I have a vivid memory of being 5 years old, it's 1955, 10 years after the end of World War II, and crawling into bed with my parents on a Saturday morning. Dad, tell me about the war.
It's a question Brecky continued to ask. For 16 years, the Vietnam veteran was curator at the Minnesota Military Museum at Camp Ripley. One of his exhibits collected stories of Minnesotans who fought in Vietnam. In his work, he interviewed more than 100 veterans from across the generations.
And it's the same thing when I talk to the World War II guys that are 90 years old. You know, you're right there. You start talking about it, and you're right there. You're right back in it.
He has advice for people who want to get on the record with the veterans they're related to.
I've also found doing interviews that in families, people don't talk. You know, if you're really going to have a good interview, most of the time you have to have somebody come in from the outside, and then they'll open up a lot more and they'll say a lot more things.
Brecky has seen and heard enough to draw his own conclusions about how military service is regarded.
All veterans today are first heroes and second victims, and it's just not the way it is. They're just people who did the job they had. It's part of the master plan, I think, that time heals everyone. And you deal with it. You deal with it.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by AMPERS, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at AMPERS.org.